You will hear two health studies students called Sarah and Joe talking about their presentation on changing eating habits.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Not bad, thanks, Sarah. So, we have to decide what we're going to focus on in our presentation on changing eating habits.
Right. Well, I looked at the list of writers that the tutor recommended. You know, people who have written whole books on the subject of changing eating habits. And I found two of them in the university library.
OK. Which writers were they?
Well, I had a look at the introduction to Modern Diet. That was by a researcher called Anne Robertson.
And what did you think?
Well, I didn't get very far, I'm afraid. I just didn't find her style very interesting. But the book by Joanne McKenzie, that was very informative, and I enjoyed that.
How do you spell her surname?
Oh, it's McKenzie.
Great. I'll go to the library and I'll see if I can find another copy of the book.
OK, but what you could do instead, and it might be quicker, is look at the university library website. It'll tell you if there are other copies and when they're going to become available. I mean, you don't want to be waiting ages and ages for a copy if another student has only just borrowed it.
Good idea. I'll do that. But I can't remember what the password is for the website.
The password? Oh, I think I saved it on my cell phone. Let's have a look. OK, here it is. Do you want to write it down?
Sure. What is it?
OK, it's a mix of letters and numbers. It's OTALIB2016.
Great, got it. So, I did some research myself at the weekend. I thought we should look at what people are drinking nowadays, not just what they're eating.
Good idea. I suppose that a lot of fizzy drinks are really bad for you. But certainly last year, there was a huge increase in the sales of that kind of product.
True, but most people know that they're unhealthy. But what a lot of people don't realise is that fruit juice is also really bad for you. It's full of sugar. People often drink it with their breakfast, but in my opinion, it's not something that people should buy anymore. Water is really the best thing for you. That's what people should be drinking more of, whether they're at home or out.
I agree. Actually, you just reminded me. It's interesting. Between 2005 and 2015, there was a big increase in the number of people eating out, going to restaurants, I mean. But now, for many families, there's a new trend. More and more people are eating in. But it's not food that they prepare at home themselves. Nowadays, it's ready-made meals they buy from supermarkets.
Rather than from takeaways, you mean?
Yes, right.
That kind of thing is too expensive for me.
Me too. And I don't think they're very tasty anyway.
OK, what are we going to say about the problems that eating unhealthy food causes?
Well, the one that's getting worse and worse in this country is heart disease. There's a huge number of people that are affected by it nowadays.
And the figures going up all the time.
The thing is, a lot of unhealthy food is cheaper than healthy food, so it's no wonder that people buy it.
Including students like us.
Yes, that's right.
I actually did a bit of research about that too. I mean, on campus, you know, we have 6 different places that serve fast food.
Yes. My favourite is the Chinese place. It's very convenient for me.
Me too. but I discovered that the one that is busiest, that most of the students go to, is the one selling pizza. It surprised me, because I thought it was probably going to be the sushi cafe.
Sushi would probably be the healthier choice. Certainly, it has less fat. Where is the sushi cafe anyway? I mean, which street is that on? I still get lost around campus.
Which street? Let me think. It's on Wellesley.
How's that spelt?
W-E-L-L-E-S-L-E-Y. You know, it goes past the John Wellesley Library, up near the park.
Right, I know the one you mean.
Okay, I suppose we'd better start thinking about what we're going to include in this presentation.